Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. We on now. And yes, we are. Here I am in the studio. And still some challenges with the electronics, which are on their way to being fixed. Nothing like the challenges regarding the issue of the White House papers and now even the Wall Street Journal pointing to likely obstruction in investigation of documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago. We'll talk about that and talk about additional problems that President Biden is suffering. There's actually a very credible piece, not by some kind of far out off the grid right winger, but by Charles C.W. Cook of National Review, who writes a persuasive piece about why it is necessary to impeach Joe Biden and to remove him from office if necessary. Why? Not because of anything having to do with Afghanistan or the border, but having to do with this latest deal on violating the Constitution of the United States, violating all statute law, basically inventing a right to do something that even Nancy Pelosi knew a couple of weeks ago, and it wasn't that long ago, the president has no right to do. The president has no right to cancel federal debt. It is Congress that has that option, and that without the participation of Congress, the argument is that what the president has done is nakedly unconstitutional. We'll also speak about a very harrowing bit of news, which is the decline in life expectancy for Americans. And no, it is not concentrated on communities of color. And in fact, white people are the second worst in terms of losing, worst compared to Native Americans and Alaska Natives. So what is the story, and why is the life expectancy gone down more sharply than at any time in 100 years? That's a serious matter in this country. It's not happening everywhere, but it's happening in the nation at large. We will talk about that. And, of course, that makes you think about this horrible situation in Mississippi, which is doesn't do well in life expectancy terms in any event. But now a problem about getting any water that is drinkable for people in Jackson, which is by far the largest city in Mississippi. We will talk about that at some point as well. First off, the latest on this Mar-a-Lago instance, and this is the report in the Wall Street Journal, and I am deliberately doing the Wall Street Journal because that is, I think, the most reliable, conservative, tilted source of news. And I find myself in editorial agreement with the journal most of the time. And I think they do a good job reporting the news and reporting the news fairly. But here's what they say about the Department of Justice and Donald Trump and the problems with the Mar-a-Lago search. The Justice Department said efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation of documents at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home months before the FBI agents searched the Florida estate in early August. In other words, this, it comes out, is one of the reasons that they launched that search on August 8th. The 36-page document underscored the urgency with which the Justice Department believed it needed to secure the classified material after Mr. Trump's team failed to relinquish it or to relinquish all of it during several less invasive attempts to retrieve it earlier this year. A court filing today objecting to Mr. Trump's proposal that seized documents be vetted by a third-party arbiter laid out the government's most detailed timeline yet of the events that led to the unprecedented search of the premises, in which investigators said they found records in places other than the storage room where Mr. Trump's lawyers had assured them all the documents were held. The steps that they had taken earlier to try to get the documents before they got the search warrant included a grand jury subpoena issued to Mr. Trump's team in May, seeking all classified documents from the premises. According to the government's filing, a representative of Mr. Trump handed over an accordion folder of documents when FBI agents visited the Palm Beach property on June 3rd. Another representative then attested in writing that the team had supplied any and all documents that are responsive to the subpoena. A further investigation showed that not to be the case. In other words, President Trump's legal team made a false representation in response to a grand jury subpoena. The Justice Department also says that the FBI, quote, uncovered multiple sources of evidence indicating that the response to the May 11th grand jury subpoena was incomplete and that classified documents remained at the premises, notwithstanding the sworn certification to the government on June 3rd, the filing said. Two lawyers for Mr. Trump, Evan Corcoran and Christina Bobb, were at Mar-a-Lago on June 3rd. No one present on that day ever said Mr. Trump had declassified documents or asserted any claim of executive privilege. The Justice Department wrote in the filing, casting doubt on arguments his team has advanced in the weeks since the seizure. The government said the FBI on August 8th seized more than twice the amount produced on June 3rd, 2022, in response to the grand jury subpoena. The Tuesday filing included a photo showing pages marked top secret spread out on a carpet next to a box holding items, including a framed Time magazine cover. By the way, what's interesting in looking at this photo is it's not hard to read. I mean, you don't need your reading glasses or anything like that. It says top secret right on the top, and everybody can read it. In some instances, even the FBI counterintelligence personnel and DOJ attorneys conducting the review required additional clearances before they were permitted to review certain documents, the filing said. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon has scheduled Thursday, that's tomorrow, a hearing on Mr. Trump's August 22nd motion asking for the appointment of a special master, an arbiter who reviews evidence and decides whether some materials are protected by legal doctrines like attorney-client privilege. The Justice Department has opposed the special master request on multiple grounds, including that the former president lacks standing to seek judicial relief or oversight as to presidential records because those records do not belong to him. Who do they belong to? The American people and the National Archives. That's what this is all about. We'll be speaking to Jonathan Allen of NBC News. We'll also be speaking to a controversial author who has written a book making the case against the sexual revolution. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show. President Trump is doing a big rally in Pennsylvania coming up on Saturday. And tonight, or actually it's tomorrow night in Pennsylvania, the other president, President Biden, who is actually the president of the United States at the moment, President Biden will be holding a big speech in front of Independence Hall. It is in prime time. I think they assume it's going to be nationally televised. There really hasn't been much discussion about that, but there's been a great deal of discussion about the substance of the speech. It's going to be, again, looking at America's soul. And the one thing that I think is very difficult about this moment politically in which to figure things out is, do many people feel that the Trump's mishandling of classified papers, which is obvious, can everybody agree that the classified papers were in fact mishandled? And that this entire thing is a gigantic mess and it wasn't necessary, especially given the fact that he met with representatives of the Justice Department and he knew about the subpoena and he knew about all of this. Did it have to come to this? And the idea that this actually helps Donald Trump, that it is leading to more support for him, I think is dissipated. It hasn't been blown away. It hasn't been exploded, but it's sort of slowly dissolved. By the way, if you're one of those people out there who wasn't particularly a Trump fan or a partisan Republican of any kind, but all of a sudden the revelations about them going to Mar-a-Lago on a legal search warrant following a legal subpoena and actually taking papers out of Mar-a-Lago, some of which were in fact top secret. If that has changed your opinion in Trump's direction and you're now more likely to support him, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. I'd love to hear that. There was a Fox News panel. And again, this is Fox News. It's not CBS or NBC or MSNBC. And they were talking about Trump's statement earlier this week about being reinstated as president and calling for a brand new election, suggesting that this entire matter with the papers and the Justice Department and Hunter Biden, that all of that meant that the election was so badly tainted that it should be thrown out, that the results of the election of last November, more than a year and a half ago, that election should go away, just be erased. This is what the Fox News panel and reporter Jeff Mason had to say about that clip. And actually, let us go first. We'll go first to Steve Ducey of Fox, talking to one of the governors who supports Trump most enthusiastically, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, concerning the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, ultimately, it comes down to, why did he have all that secret stuff at Mar-a-Lago? You know, I know his team has said that they declassified it, but that's news to the agencies that those documents belong to. And Governor, he had apparently three classified documents in his desk. And then the stuff, as Brian detailed on the floor, it shows five yellow folders marked top secret and another one with that says secret SCI, which means sensitive compartmentalized information. Those are the biggest secrets in the world. Why would he, and apparently the president, former president, went through them in January, why wouldn't he say, oh, you know what? I really need to turn that back over. Why'd he have all that stuff at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, that's why I think it's important that this is transparent and that we do have someone who's outside of the DOJ looking at this and talking to people. What is this information? We don't know what was in there. We don't know that. I think, believe President Trump declassified all this information. Let's find out really what the process is, what is right, what's precedent that other presidents have followed, and make sure that this
I don't think any governor, I don't think any president has ever carted off that many documents to their house after they left the presidency.
Okay, that is entirely true, and good for Steve Ducey making that point. The other issue here is the whole process of this thing goes back to January of this year. And January of this year is when they sent 15 boxes of papers to the National Archives, and apparently they were in a big mess, just like the photograph showed, and had mixed in with the others were highly classified material. And the point that people are making here is that at no point in this entire process, when they got the subpoena, when they got the request for returning the documents, when they negotiated and they agreed they were going to return all the documents, no one mentioned anything about President Trump declassifying material. Why wouldn't they have mentioned that if that was in fact the case? We have number six now, Jeremy? We do not. Okay. So all of this is one of those things where I'm trying to figure out what do most people feel. I mean, I can tell you that I think there are very, very few people on either side who are going to say that our decision about how we vote in 2022, let alone how we vote in 2024, is going to be determined by how Donald Trump handled these documents. But I think what you do have here is very difficult for Republicans because it is a change in focus. The idea of focusing on President Trump right now, who is a former president, and yes, he is a likely candidate for president in 2024, but that's 2 years away. And we should definitely get a better focus right now on what Republicans are actually going to do. There's a piece in the Journal today by Joseph Epstein about Republicans need to talk about not just opposing Democrats, but what it is that they favor. And the idea that we are spending so much time on documents from the past that have been unconventionally handled by a former president who has been out of office for a long time, that is not something that helps the Republican Party, does it? And what about polling that shows that Democrats really do believe that President Biden should not run for re-election? Is that changing with anything going on right now in the midst of this campaign and Biden making a strong statement yesterday about being pro-police? About time. We'll talk about that with Jonathan Allen of NBC coming up on The Medved Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising mortgage rates are causing demand to pull back. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume fell by 3.7% last week. That comes as the average rate for a 30-year fixed rose to 5.8%. In a race that may decide who controls the balance of power in the Senate, Pennsylvania voters are heading to the polls this November to choose either Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, or Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey. Dr. Oz declares Fetterman a radical progressive.
I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far-left radical candidate on any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, says he won't debate Dr. Oz. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved Show, looking forward to being joined by Jonathan Allen of NBC News. He is a senior politics reporter. He is the author of one of the leading books about the campaign of 2020, the book Lucky, which is about Joe Biden and how he won the campaign. Do you believe that part of the good luck for Joe Biden, Jonathan, and you're really, because of your best-selling book, you're the right person to ask about this. President Trump made the allegation earlier this week, I believe it was Monday night, that if material about Hunter Biden had not been suppressed, if the American people had known more about Hunter Biden before November of 2020, that Biden would have lost very badly and that he, Donald Trump, would have run re-election unequivocally. Do you think there's any basis for that?
I think it's impossible to sort of prove the alternate universe theory. Is it possible that that would have switched enough votes in enough places? Sure. I mean, the election was so close, you can point to almost any factor that happened or any factor that didn't happen and say it could have made the difference, but I don't have a proof for that. I do think that it was beneficial to Biden that there wasn't more out there, in terms of a drumbeat about Hunter Biden before the election.
Do you think that, right now there are a lot of Republicans campaigning who still expect the Republicans to take control of the House of Representatives, who are saying that one of their top priorities would be going after Hunter Biden and speeding up somehow or even moving ahead of the investigation that's going on with the FBI and the Justice Department down in Delaware. Do you think that's a workable political strategy to make Hunter Biden a major promise that the Republicans would have to keep?
I think it's certainly helpful with donors. I think it's helpful with the Republican base in terms of energizing people to come out. It's not clear to me that that persuadable voters, to the extent that they still exist, it's not clear to me that those persuadable voters want to see more investigations, that they're really excited about high-profile hearings, about legal jeopardy for political candidates and their families. But I do know that it's something that helps the party raise money and get folks who might not otherwise come out, you know, angry enough to show up at the polls.
What about the concern with the documents and the White House, the Mar-a-Lago search? I know that there was a lot of discussion when the search of President Trump's premises first happened that this would be a great benefit to Republicans because people would be rallying behind the former president. Do you think it's worked out that way? Do you think that this issue is helping the GOP when people are talking about it so incessantly?
I don't think that it's helpful to the Republican Party writ large. I think it's helpful to Trump in terms of quieting down talk of challengers to him. You know, I do think it has a unifying effect for people who either support him or are open to supporting him and you know, either look at this as politically motivated or unjust. And so, you know, I think it's helpful to him. As far as Republican candidates go, you know, I think it's a distraction from some of the messaging that they want to put out there about inflation, about what they don't like about what the Biden administration is doing or the what the Democratic candidates in their states and districts are doing. I also think that, you know, when you think about persuadable voters, and obviously Trump's not on the ballot himself right now, but I think it's hard to look at the situation and you know, make an argument that what Trump did in taking those documents was a correct decision, or holding on to them was a correct decision. There's, you know, an argument to be had about whether anything he did was illegal. There's an argument to be had about whether or not he should be prosecuted for it. But, you know, I don't think there's anyone out there saying, yeah, no, the president totally, I mean, except for maybe former President Trump himself, the president totally had the right to, you know, take documents that didn't belong to him.
As far as you know the situation, and you, of course, it's your job, you've been monitoring it very carefully. Has there been any explanation by Trump or the Trump camp about why these documents were so important to him, why this was such an important principle that the former president should be able to have these top secret documents at his home?
Well, there has been some talk of him preparing for a presidential library that would have been, you know, potentially near Mar-a-Lago, but I believe he said that himself at one point. You know, the problem with that, of course, is that it's the National Records Administration that actually, you know, sets up those libraries. So if there's information, if there are documents that you want presented in one of those libraries, there's a you know, process there, and they go through the National Records Administration to do it. It's not like the president just takes a bunch of objects and then puts them in his library.
Yeah, and he hasn't talked about, I mean, I know that there was a lot of discussion about where exactly the Obama library would be before it ended up in Chicago. Have you heard any discussion about where Trump would put his library in Florida near Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, I mean, I think the likeliest scenario is that it would be near where he lives. You know, but of course he is also at the moment making every move like he's running for president. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see that balance, you know, how he handles that going forward. But I think the prevailing conventional wisdom in his camp is that he'd want it near him.
You probably heard that yesterday John Fetterman, the Democratic nominee for Senate in the crucial Senate race in Pennsylvania against Dr. Mehmet Oz. John Fetterman said he won't participate in a debate in early September, implying that his recovery from a stroke in May was not complete enough for him to perform at the peak of his abilities. That's what the New York Times says. You think it's going to hurt Fetterman, maybe give Mehmet Oz a chance of catching up?
I do. I mean, it depends on the polling you look at, but I've seen a couple polls in the last few days that show Oz a few points behind, 4 points, 5 points behind, behind Fetterman. And, I do think the questions about Fetterman's health, and the extent to which that would affect his ability to do the job of a senator are harmful to Fetterman and helpful to Oz, until such time as Fetterman shows that he can do the job of senator. I mean, if the argument from his campaign or the explanation from his campaign is that he's having trouble processing auditory information, which is what we've heard, that's a real issue. And it's one that Oz is hitting him hard on right now. And Republicans are hitting him hard on right now. And I do think that there's a chance that Oz comes back.
I think the Democrats have gotten just about everything they possibly could out of the crudités remark, where he was looking at lettuce in a supermarket and he said, oh, this, my wife would do a great job making crudités with that. Okay, big deal. People know that Mehmet Oz, like John Fetterman, and like most candidates for U.S. Senate, is wealthy and privileged. We will be coming right back with more of what wealthy and privileged and ordinary people saying about, big issues, potentially unconstitutional issues, like the Student Debt Forgiveness Act by Joe Biden. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot, costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, there's all kinds of reaction, positive and negative. Well, actually, I can't say that any of the reaction is positive. The fact that we are now going through a lengthy legal debate about whether there will be a special master who will be appointed to look over and to review the papers that the Justice Department is demanding be returned to the National Archives, because under presidential law, under national law, they belong to the National Archives. They don't belong to Donald J. Trump. But the fact that they are going through all of that, and that they issued a statement that came out last night, actually, a statement about the classified documents, the highly classified documents that actually gave the Justice Department reason to be concerned about breaches of security. Okay, with all of that going on, there's every kind of perspective. Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, who is one of the very loyal supporters of President Trump, he was part of the leadership of the House of Representatives that included a majority of the Republicans in the House of Representatives who wanted to challenge the election returns, at least from Arizona and Pennsylvania. And then there were 3 other states that were also questionable, at least according to the attack. Andy Biggs had favored that attack, and he basically claimed that the photograph that everyone has now seen of classified documents that the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago, saying it's basically staged and irrelevant. He was appearing on Newsmax. Here's Representative Biggs.
I think it was staged. I think you see kind of an evidence placard card down there, and nothing that's there has anything to really do with the warrant, at least with the affidavit, that the unredacted part certainly, but nothing to do with the allegations that they're trying to make against President Trump. And I find it to be almost comical, kind of a heavy-handed, or ham-handed way to try and sway the public here.
Okay, it's not ham-handed. Part of the idea that the Trump team has put forward is that these papers had all been declassified, that Trump had meant that anything that was taken out of the White House would be declassified. So a photograph that shows a bunch of papers where it says in very big letters, top secret and classified, kind of indicates that no one crossed it out or relabeled it or went through it again, that this was still classified material. And then again, there's material on the left side of things, which is also a cuckoo bananas, and it gets into this claim of Nazism. President Biden, I think shamefully, and I think he's hurt himself with this, calling people who are what he calls MAGA Republicans, calling them semi-fascist. It's not helpful. It's not good for the country when the president does that. It's not even good for the president. But an MSNBC contributor, who's on the left, of course, whose name is Kurt Bedella, he's also an advisor to the Democratic Party, and he contributes to the LA Times and USA Today. What he says about the GOP, it just goes over the line, and this is not going to help his cause and certainly not going to help the United States of America. Listen, this is clip four.
Into the election, this fight for the soul of our country, the fight for the soul of democracy. We are watching right now a very radical and extreme Republican Party mirror what we have seen in other places like Nazi Germany, like other places like the Bolsheviks. We have seen this playbook before. We have seen a ruling party try to use things like propaganda, try to silence the free press, try to restrict what women can do. We have seen this play before, and it always ends disastrously for the majority of people that are subjected to that. That's what the warning signs are that we're seeing from the president right now. He is ringing the bell that we need to check in, pay attention, because this is a very dangerous line that the Republican Party is under full embrace of autocratic ways and means is nothing but disastrous, and we have to stop.
Okay, you notice he talked about a ruling party. What exactly does the Republican Party rule? They're trying to actually take over the House and the Senate. But right now, the House and the Senate, and do I need to remind anybody, the White House are controlled by Democrats. And saying that the Republicans are following the example of the Bolsheviks in Russia, in the old Soviet Union, and no, not of the late Mikhail Gorbachev, but of the old, good old Lenin-Stalin Bolsheviks. This is ridiculous. It's an absurdity. And to say that we've seen this before in Nazi Germany, the Nazis basically took over the government partially because of the fecklessness of their opponents. And again, it's fine to go ahead and say that Republicans are making irresponsible decisions, or that there was a shameful attempt to overturn an election result on no evidentiary or even logical grounds. All of that's fine. But the analogy, the claim that we are about to be taken over by one dominating party, it's just destructive. It's terribly destructive. And one of the things that, again, I think that we are going to get to, I think before the election in November, is that President Trump's problems are not focused on these missing papers. There was a big piece in the New York Times over the weekend, and from the editorial board, a big editorial in the Times, it said Donald Trump is not above the law. And one of the useful things in the piece was that it began to make a catalog, and it's only a partial catalog, of the kinds of legal problems that President Trump faces. And this goes to his viability as a candidate, frankly. And they say, in addition to a federal investigation by the Justice Department, which we all have been hearing about, Mr. Trump is facing a swirl of civil and criminal liability in several other cases. A lawsuit by the Attorney General for the District of Columbia over payments during his inauguration ceremonies. A criminal investigation in Westchester County, New York, over taxes on one of his golf courses. A criminal case in Fulton County, Georgia, over interference in the 2020 election, a criminal case by the Manhattan District Attorney over the valuation of Mr. Trump's properties, and a civil inquiry by New York's Attorney General into Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization. The specific crimes the Justice Department could consider would likely involve Mr. Trump's fraudulent efforts to get election officials in Georgia, Arizona, and elsewhere to declare him the winner, even though he lost their states, to get Mr. Pence at the January 6th congressional certification of the election to throw out slates of electors from states that he lost and replace them with electors loyal to Mr. Trump, and to enlist officials from the Departments of Homeland Security, Justice, and Defense to persuade officials in certain states to swing the election to him and ultimately stir up a mob that attacked the Capitol. The government could also charge Mr. Trump with seditious conspiracy, a serious charge that federal prosecutors have already brought against leaders of far-right militia groups who participated in the Capitol invasion. Okay, this is a boatload of stuff. And isn't there a certain amount of weariness about even hearing about it? It seems to me that there is, and we have bigger problems as a country. And yes, one of those problems is trying to decriminalize politics. The idea that what politics should all be about is subpoenas and indictments and convictions and charges and countercharges. I, for one, do not look forward to a new term, a new Congress, now shaping up to try to launch its own investigations on the Republican side, or, God forbid, more investigations on the Democratic side. Can we actually talk about some real problems, like crime? The president addressed that yesterday. Maybe even problems like the institution of family, which is one of the problems at the heart of the sexual revolution, which we'll be talking about coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.